proclamation number 7376 dated the June 27th, 1959. God wants to be the subject of our thoughts. No matter which path you want to take, it is to aim towards me or you will go astray. If you are inclined towards the world, you will hardly ever direct your heart and mind towards me, and then you can be sure that the path you are taking is wrong. But if you turn away from the world, your thoughts will most certainly drift into spiritual realms. You will mentally occupy yourselves with things which are beyond the earthly world. You will want to discover what is still hidden from you because you will yield to the light being's influence, who try to stay your thoughts into the spiritual kingdom and will always succeed when the human being looks for me. I have to be your goal. You have to mentally occupy yourselves with me, and then you will surely take the path which leads to me. And thus you humans can only ever be cautioned to be wary of the world. Not that you should escape from the world into which you are placed by providence to test your will. But you should not dedicate yourselves to it with heart and soul. You should learn to control it. You should do justice to the demands it makes on you for sustaining your earthly existence, nevertheless not grant it more rights than necessary. You should master the world and not be its servant. And thus destiny can make a variety of demands on you, yet you should not exclude me from your thoughts. You have to let me guide you and determine your every thought and action. And I will truly do everything to gain influence over you if you are of good will. But a person whose will belongs to the world will go astray. He will have a different goal. He will be completely taken in by the world and never get away from it. Therefore I will cross everyone's path time after time, and often painfully so, if he ignores my gentle admonitions and warnings and has hardly any or no connection to me. In that case my fatherly hand will often have to deal with him harshly. I will often have to make him painfully aware of the transience of earthly things. I will have to take from him what his heart desires, and I will often have to forcibly divert his eyes from the world without, however, forcing his will, which has to make its own choice after all. But he cannot become happy without me. And this happiness concerns his eternal life, the state of his soul after his physical death. If he has not found me on earth already, he will scarcely achieve unification with me, even though it is still possible in the kingdom of the beyond. But the goal has moved infinitely far away if he has concluded his earthly life without me and then laboriously has to be guided in the beyond, where it is far more arduous than on earth, to find me. But anyone who looks for me on earth will find me, since I will come to meet him myself and not leave him again until he has united with me. For I am and remain the goal that has to be attained if you humans want to become blessed. Amen.